Food for thought for Friday, June 4th. A new study, another one.
Oh, here we go, those studies.
A different kind of study.
Mm-hmm.
The headline, food ads can make you fat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this study isn't saying that if you watch advertisements on TV that you'll get fat. What it's saying is, in the ads on TV, they're advertising food that's not necessarily good for you.
Mm-hmm. They're effective.
Researchers went through all four major networks, 4 weeks, looked at shows, especially airing during prime time, and they found that 12 hours worth of commercials were taped during Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, the cereal commercials.
Now, they looked at the 12,000 calorie diet for adults, and they found out if they took all those foods, how much calories, sugar you would get from them. They found that when it came to sugar, 25 times the recommended daily amount for sugar. And if you ate all those foods, 20 times the recommended servings of fat. They also looked at whether fruits and veggies and dairy were a part of those commercials. Not really.
Non-existent, huh?
And the other thing, too, they looked at how many vitamins and nutrients you'd be getting. And they found that many of them lacked the 12 essential nutrients, calcium, fiber, iron, vitamins A, E, and D.
And you are surprised.
This is the researchers here. And so it's an interesting look at it, kind of the McDonald's movie.
Super Size Me. Yeah.
Where he goes into the McDonald's restaurants for an entire month and just eats McDonald's food.
Mm-hmm.
Because his premise was McDonald's says eat at our restaurants all the time, so that's what he's going to do and see how it affects his diet.
Right. You know, all of these things, they were meant for a once in a while, for a treat, and we've lost the meaning of taking the family out for a treat. And we really have to remember this. If any food company is going to spend $500,000 for 30 seconds, you better bet it's going to be effective. And people are going to be taken in by that. And so we have to understand, number one, the effect that it has on us. Be aware. Number two, we have to understand, why are we eating? Am I eating because I'm hungry? Or am I eating because they just stimulated something inside of me that says, whoa, got to have it now? And it's making us aware of what our tendencies are and how easily we can be sucked into that whole mindset and the culture of eat, 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 junk, junk, junk.
Now, many times in food commercials, you'll have the commercials that appeal to the taste buds. You also have those that say, hey, this is healthy. This is good for your kids.
They put their buzzwords on there. Yeah, absolutely.
But the study said, in looking at these foods, that many of them don't contain the necessary nutrients that you need. And so what you're saying is sit down and actually read the label on these things.
And we've talked about that. You know, most of these things are very processed foods. And when we're getting processed foods, we're probably getting zero for nutrients, because most of the nutrients have been extracted and replaced with synthetic type nutrients. Another thing to remember is, a lot of times when you see coupons, you know, it is exciting when you can save some money on your grocery bill, but you have to watch what's drawing you in. And a lot of times it's going to be that coupon that you say, oh, I think I'll try that because I'm going to save 50 cents or a dollar or whatever. But you're not putting in the proper types of foods. And so
many times with those coupons, they're not always for the best.
No. The same as the commercial. It's not. It's a marketing scheme to draw you in, and it's extremely effective. And so it's being more aware of why you are purchasing what you are. And again, going back to your Whole Foods, shopping more the outside perimeter of the store instead of inside. Or eating out a lot. Again, it's a treat. It that's meant for a once-in-a-while thing. Keep that in mind. And really going back to cooking at home.
Well, and looking at it, though, going back to the commercials during Saturday morning cartoons, you know, cereal, yogurt, all those things. What do you say to the parent that their kid just sat through and watched a bunny or a large bird sell them cereal? The kid's going, you know, it's got it's got calcium.
It's got 25 nutrients in it.
Yeah.
No.
It's fortified.
Yeah, fortified.
What do you say to you? What do you do in that situation?
Well, I'll tell you what my son and I did, actually, because, you know, they do. You go in the grocery store and it's like, oh, you know, I just saw that. Or there's a CD or a DVD inside of it. Or there was a little racer car or whatever. I mean, they're going to hook you in a lot of different ways.
Got me too.
Yeah, they get us all. But what I started doing with Jonathan, and I've really been thankful that we took time and did this, was let's you and I make breakfast. Well, if you and I are making breakfast, cereal's not going to be your breakfast. But a good pancake or a waffle with, I like my oatmeal waffles that I believe is online, but it's a good whole grain type of a pancake or waffle. And then we would add blueberries or apple chunks or whatever. And if we had days we couldn't take time to do that, what we do is on the days we did have, we would stock them up, put them in, you know, make a whole bunch, put them in the freezer and pull them out on those busy days. You do not have to, you know, fresh make everything every morning. And it doesn't take long to scramble some eggs or, you know, even another thing we did is a breakfast casserole. And we would put that in the refrigerator and then heat that up as we wanted it during the week. But try to have some of those things on hand that him and I could make together. And it's, there is something so exhilarating for a child to say, I was part of making this. So let's include them in all of this and understanding the healthier alternatives. And we'll set examples and habits that will run with them all the way down the road and keep them healthy and strong.